Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket. Now, on Saturday, or Sunday, I should say, the Fox network re-aired Super Bowl LI, which was the Falcons and the Patriots, the famous 28-3 Brady comeback. Brady actually watched the game and was Instagramming during the game as he was going through the emotions of watching that game again. And Stoney watched that game with his daughter Marissa, who's a huge fan of that game.
Yes.
And you watched a good portion of it, Stoney.
Yeah, because, she wanted to watch it, so I said, sure, got nothing else to do, so yeah. I'll watch the game. And, you know, obviously, we talked about this last week, when they rebroadcast a lot of these old games, you forget certain plays.
Sure.
And I forgot how great that Julio Jones catch was in that. Everybody remembers the Edelman play, but Julio Jones had an unbelievable catch where Ryan threw the ball the only place it could be, and he made the catch, stayed in bounds, and it looked like that was going to be the play pretty much to salt the game, but they ended up getting a penalty and then a sack, I believe, and they had the punt. They couldn't kick a field goal. So I was, I mentioned that in our show prep, and our program director, the one and only Jimmy Powers, basically said that, it was perhaps the greatest catch ever in a big game that did not matter because they ended up, because nothing really happened after that because they couldn't score. And Tony Ortiz said, wait a second, what about in this Seattle-New England Super Bowl, the unbelievable catch Jermaine Kearse made? And then that became moot because, they threw the interception to Malcolm Butler instead of giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch. So it got me to thinking, what are some of the greatest plays you remember? You remember, it was a great play. And when you stop back and think of it, it really didn't mean anything because it didn't lead to anything except maybe, the game, the team ended up losing. And there's two that I thought of locally. And our telephone number is 248-539-9797, 97136. Everybody has this romantic feeling about Chauncey Billups' buzzer beater at the end of, I believe, regulation against the Nets in Game 5 at the Palace. People forget that they ended up losing that game in like double or triple overtime. Brian Scalabrine had the game of his life, and it looked like, they're going to go to New Jersey and then lose in 6 games. They ended up winning that game and won Game 7, and we know they ended up winning the NBA championship.
The Scalabrine game. Yes, exactly.
And the other one I remember was, and it made great talk radio the next day, but Abadia's home run off Valverde. I mean, that was an implosion like we've never seen before. And then the Tigers ended up winning the game and Jeter got hurt.
Yes.
So the game, as bad as, Papa Grande was and as heroic as Abadia's was, the game didn't mean anything. The home run didn't mean anything, and it actually hurt the Yankees because Jeter got hurt afterwards.
So the greatest play in a losing effort or the greatest performance in a losing effort is kind of what we're looking for.
Greatest play, basically, one moment. I mean, because
we're not going to count John Smoltz against Jack Morris.
No.
Okay.
I'm looking at a play because if you want to talk about, we can do this another day. You can talk about, great performances and a loss. Tom Brady in the Super Bowl against the Eagles. He was unbelievable and they lost.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Because the thing about the Morris game is Morris gets a lot of credit for that, as he should. A 10-inning complete game in the seventh game of the World Series. But Smoltz was right there with him. Smoltz was every bit as good. And if it weren't for a base-running error by Lonnie Smith, the Braves probably would have won that game before it went to extra innings, and Smoltz would have been absolutely the hero instead of Morris. But still, okay. I wrote down two, Stoney.
Okay.
And my guess is that Barry Sanders probably has 1,000 of these, right?
Yeah.
Because Barry did a lot of great things in a lot of losses for the Lions. But I guess it's not his signature play. I don't know. It depends what you think Barry's signature play is. But the play I'll always remember, because it was my first year in Detroit, they had just beaten the Dallas Cowboys on Monday Night Football in Dallas. They came back to Detroit, and they brought in the New England Patriots, who at the time were not any good. And he spun Harlan Barnett into the ground.
Yeah.
It was the famous drill play where he went right, went left, went right.
Yeah.
And Harlan Barnett spun around in a 360-degree circle, and Barry ran for a touchdown. Lions lost that game.
Right.
And but Barry was – that was unbelievable.
That was vintage Barry.
Yeah. And then speaking of Barry, the other one that I wrote down was Barry Bonds in the 2002 World Series. Bonds, you know – kind of in legendary fashion, had really, really poor postseasons. But in 02, he came of age, and he was a heroic hitter for the Giants. They lost to the Angels in seven games. In game two, he hit a ball off of Troy Percival, and it's the home run, and I'm sure everyone's seen the highlight by now, where they show Tim Salmon on the bench, and you can read Salmon's lips, and he goes, "That's the farthest ball I've ever seen hit." I mean, Bonds absolutely destroyed it, and I think it went down a tunnel in the right field bleachers. Giants lost that game, but it was one of the more prodigious home runs of Barry Bonds' career.
248-539-9797-97136 on the ticket text. The greatest play you remember that actually didn't lead to anything for whatever reason and meant nothing. We were talking about the Julio Jones catch in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. The Jermaine Curse one against the Patriots that Seattle made. I mentioned Chauncey's shot against the Nets. They ended up losing that game. How about this one? Every catch Calvin Johnson ever made.
He made some in wins. Yes. He definitely made some in wins.
Yes. All right. How about the last one on the ticket text, because Barry's been mentioned as well, and somebody also mentioned the Chauncey one. Austin Jackson's catch in the Armando Galarraga game.
Well, they did win the game. I mean, it is important to note that. But, yes, the significance of that catch, because they showed recently, maybe it was opening day for what should have been opening day for baseball, they showed Mark Burley's perfect game that he threw for the White Sox.
Oh, yeah.
And the Dwayne Wise catch, which I think was in the ninth inning of that game, which was a running, leaping, over-the-fence catch. It wasn't just a hit-saving catch. It was a run-saving catch. And it was unbelievable. The Austin Jackson catch would probably be getting a lot more attention if they'd actually gotten that. Cause that was a great, my favorite part about that catch was, Rod Allen's commentary. Oh. He goes, "Oh, Jackson." it was just bizarre, that was a reaction we all had, which is, cause I remember watching it live and it was like, "Oh, he's not going to get there. That's up the alley. Wait, he might get there." And then he got there. That was amazing.
I don't know why I always think of basketball when it comes to, okay, so here's two more just off the top of my head. I forget the exact year, you would know better than I would, when Michigan State played Kentucky and Patrick Sparks hit that shot to send the game into overtime, right? And then Michigan State ended up winning. So that great play ended up not meaning anything because Michigan State won. And the other one is, you can hit the shaft music. Everybody always talks about poetically Jerry West's unbelievable, like, three-quarters court shot against the Knicks in the 69 or 70, I don't know, one of those Laker-Knicks championships. And the Lakers ended up losing that game in overtime.
I don't even know the shot, to be honest with you, much less the result of the game. I think you're right. I think the best local example is probably Chauncey against the Nets. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know, Mahorn would know this better than I, because Mahorn gave him the nickname Mr. Big Shot, right?
I think so.
And I think it was that shot. I believe it was that shot which earned him the moniker Mr. Big Shot. But I could be wrong about that.
You want to say a moment that ended up not mattering because they ended up losing. Isaiah twisting his ankle. You mentioned Isaiah game six.
Yep.
I mean, he played great, but they lost, and then they lost in game seven.
Yeah, actually, that somebody has that on the ticket text. Oh. Zeke fadeaway off his bad foot swish. I don't remember this. Maybe you do. Kirk Cousins ran a hook and ladder to Brian Linthicum. I don't remember Brian. And Blair White against Iowa in 2009 on like 4th and 20 on their final drive. They ended up scoring only to have Ricky Stanzi throw a touchdown on the last play of the game. I remember that play.
Yeah, I don't remember the hook and ladder.
To beat Michigan State. And speaking of Michigan State, the Charles Rogers catch against Notre Dame. Remember that? Back
yes.
of the end zone, under the goalpost against Notre Dame 2002. Michigan State ended up losing 21-17. Because I think, because I was at that game, we were sitting actually in the end zone, my wife and I. I think they scored a touchdown, and then Notre Dame came right back down and scored the game-winning touchdown, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. You know what else? You talk about Michigan State. I don't think there was a moment, actually. It was just Stanton played so great, and then the rain came against Notre Dame.
Oh, God. That was the Valenti rant game, wasn't it?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think that, if I'm thinking of this, it was a Saturday night against Notre Dame. They got way ahead. Valenti lost his voice and then, I believe, came in Monday morning and went absolutely nuts. And then people are piling on either side. Every Michigan football play against Ohio State under Jim Harbaugh, LOL. And then somebody said, every play Michigan State's football defense made the last two seasons meant absolutely nothing. Ha, 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 ha. John from Garden City, the Tampa Bay Barry Sanders game where he ran for, I think, 236 yards or something crazy with 280-yard touchdowns. I remember Barry having some big days in Tampa Bay, but for some reason I remember them winning that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the game where he lost his shoe on the run? One run? Remember that one?
And I don't remember that one, no. Mm-hmm. Speaking of hook and lateral, the San Diego-Miami legendary playoff game in 82. Kellen Winslow, everybody remembers him.
Yes.
But Miami did run a perfectly successful hook and ladder or hook and lateral, whatever they call it now, for a touchdown. And that, I think that was the first time I ever saw it.
Do you remember the people who were involved in that?
Was it a Tony Nathan situation?
Tony Nathan and Nat Moore, I believe.
Was Nat Moore the wide receiver?
Yeah, and I believe the quarterback was Don Strock for the Dolphins in that game. And Paul Serra,
really?
Mr. Dolphin, just gave me the thumbs up on that. Yes.
It wasn't David Woodley?
No, it was not David Woodley.
Okay.
David Woodley was their quarterback when they lost to the Redskins in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember that. A couple of people on the ticket text only mentioning Jordan Poole's three in the NCAA tournament because they didn't win at all.
No, it's that game.
Yeah.
Come on, that's...
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, like Corey Lucius's three
yes.
to beat Maryland.
Yes.
They won the game because of it. And somebody
right.
else here mentions Steve Smith's buzzer beater during the 1991 first round game against Murray State, right?
Yeah.
They won the game.
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
Here's a great one. Greg and Monroe. Aaron Rodgers' Hail Mary in the NFC Championship game against the Cardinals. I don't know. Was it the NFC Championship or just a playoff game? Not only the Hail
playoff.
Mary as time expired, but also the 4th and 15 conversion on the same drive. And they ended up losing.
Yeah, they lost in a long pass play to Larry Fitzgerald. Here's a great one, and this is probably the best one I've seen. Not local, but Rajai Davis
yes.
is homer for the Indians.
Yeah.
That game was on the other day, on Saturday, and I actually turned it on right in the 8th inning where the Indians were mounting their comeback, and I kept it on just to see that, and that was awesome. I think everybody in Detroit has a soft spot for Rajai because he was here, and he had that big homer for the Tigers against the A's, the Grand Slam.
Right.
But that homer he hit for the Indians, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Cleveland even put a plaque up out there just because it was such a monumental home run. And that actually reminds me, there was a home run that, do you remember JT Snow, Stoney?
Yes.
He hit a home run in the 9th inning to tie the game against the Mets in the playoffs. And it was kind of Carlton Fisk-esque. He did the whole point. Because it looked like it was going to go foul, and
right.
it really stayed fair, and then they lost the game in the 10th inning or something like that.
Right, like the Fisk home run won the game. They ended up losing the 7th game of the World Series.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate footnote for the Red Sox because it's such a great play, but it kind of works. The Rodman block of Bird in '88 before Isaiah threw it away.
Yes, that's a great one. What a great
Here's a great one on Ticket Text. Saints Jags. Remember this regular season game?
Oh yes, yes. It's great.
They ran. They pulled a crazy multilateral return for a touchdown. The Saints did in Jacksonville.
Right.
And it was 20-19. And then he ended up. John Carney missed the extra point, which would have sent the game into overtime.
Oh my God! I forgot about that. That's an awesome one.
Yeah.
That is an awesome one.
97 won the ticket.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.